It's Get Well Wednesday, and Get Well Wednesday is brought to you by Crest Pro Health HD. Crest Pro Health HD is a breakthrough two-step system that isolates key ingredients for outstanding oral care results. Upgrade from ordinary toothpaste to new Crest Pro Health HD. Welcome back to Get Well Wednesday, Dr. Afria Emerson.
Good morning.
Welcome back, Doc. How you doing?
I am doing great. How's the team this morning?
Everybody's good, Doc.
She's a board-certified obstetrician and gynecologist, and we're coming up on Valentine's Day. The subject today is the seven-year itch, woo, the lowdown in the bedroom to keep marital flames burning.
Yes, indeed.
All of those really give you a whole different picture for some of us, Doc. The itch, the burning.
Brought to you by Gold Bond, huh?
Hell, man. Well.
Okay, Doc, the seven-year itch, huh?
We're going to scratch it today.
We're going to get them ready for Valentine's.
All right, what you got?
Well, the seven-year itch is really talking about when things are falling apart and the appearance now is broken. And what I'm giving is a recipe way in advance of that. It shouldn't start at year number seven, but day number one.
Okay, what's the recipe?
Okay, so the recipe is, firstly, we need eight different principles that are going to help us to keep our relationships intact. And one of those principles, let's just jump right into it, is guard your words. And so guard your words means...
Hello.
Speak lovingly to your partner. Be loving to your partner. Tend your relationship the way you tend a garden. And that means pull out all of the weeds. Plant the seeds that you want to see
take fruition
in your relationship. Stay on top of it. That's the real key. That's the real key. And so I wanted to get some questions and fire off with our listeners. But overall, we need to have some principles that make sure that our relationships are on point.
Okay, now what if you're just not sexually compatible?
And you don't like the person?
Yeah.
Well, why are you married to them then?
Well, that's the thing, Sybil. You got it. You didn't just wake up one day and feel that way. You got to that place. So sexual compatibility is something that we work at. And in the bedroom, we just want to keep those flames burning by A, being aware of what our needs are, and B, being aware of what the needs of our partner are. And when we work together and we understand what each other's needs are, it's pretty easy to fulfill them.
Okay, does spending time away from your mate help or hurt with the itch?
You don't want too much time away. Okay?
How much time you need,
Doc? So if you're not in the person's physical presence, you should be yearning for them. And that means you can do little techniques like sexting one another, leaving love notes for one another, sending one another the same type of affection and desire that you do when you're initially meeting somebody. You know when somebody makes your tingle go down your spine? That times a million is the person that we got down on the knee or accepted the ring for. So all we need to do is really keep that going. Different people have different thresholds for how long they need to be in each other's presence or separated from one another.
Okay, now, Doc.
My grandmother used to tell me, and I find that it's true, is let him miss you. You don't have to be, like you said, you know what the threshold is. You know the time and the period and everything, but you don't have to be there constantly. And that,
I know where he is 24/7, right, Sim? That's great.
Well, you don't want to hold a person hostage. Absolutely.
And your grandmother didn't know about GPS and all this.
It was none of that.
Had none of the stuff where you can track a phone.
No, none of that.
But the beauty is the grandmother, they had it right.
Grandma didn't know where he was going.
That's right. The slaves didn't have a 50% divorce rate.
That worked back then. It worked.
Okay. All those things are good. Ahead of the game, but what if you've lost all of that? How can you or can you get it back?
Oh, you can definitely get it back. And getting it back starts from some real basic things. And like I said, one of them is that we should never lose our focus on the bedroom because, after all, it is a marriage or a relationship and not a friendship. So you've got to communicate. You've got to prevent resentment from building up. So when you keep those angles of communication open on all levels. Let's say the relationship is a diamond. Keep all four points on point. Then we don't get to the place where we are dampened out and we have no more luster left in the relationship.
Do you ever meet people, Doc, that you say, this is not going to work. Y'all need to break up and stop fooling one another. Do you ever have couples like that?
If the foundation was shaky from the very beginning, if it was put together on a false pretense, if it was put together on a...
If there were a lot of promises made and none kept.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not only that, but if they were getting into it for an ulterior motive. If you marry somebody for the money, if you marry somebody for her big you-know-what. Okay, those
big
things...
Booty.
There you go. Those things, that's no foundation. That's what you call for
the
three little pigs.
Doc.
A straw house.
Yeah, but that foundation
you blow
can,
it down.
That foundation can... Can falter too, can't it?
Yeah, it can.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. But when we got a good foundation, keeping that love life and that bedroom flame burning.
Okay.
And that foundation
gets
hail damage.
All
right.
It gets hail damage.
Sometimes the foundation falls and can't get up.
You're right.
You got to build a brick house.
4-6-4. Sometimes you have to add some rooms to that brick house. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Afria Amerson. She'll be around for the next hour to answer your questions about your marital problems going into Valentine's Day at 6-4-6-4-6.